Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, October 17th, 2022. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did it bring a smile to your lips?
Well, it was pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It had a theme.
Yes, it did.
A cute theme, as you say.
Uh-huh. Yes. There were a number of various fictional characters that were the answers to many of the clues in the puzzle. 17 across, for example, was one who asked, what's up, Doc? And that was Bugs Bunny, of course. And then we had 24 across, cartoon character who once had a club named after him, which was Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then repeat, 38 across, iconic magazine cover figure who asked, what me worry, was Alfred E. Newman.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that one
right
away.
And I knew how to spell it this time.
Uh-huh. And then finally, this one, I had to think a little bit. 51 across, second in command on the USS Enterprise, and that was Mr. Spock. And the reason I had to think about that was all the others were cartoon-type characters, and Mr. Spock, of course, was a real person.
Hey, Bugs Bunny was a real bunny, as far as I know.
But this revealer was 61 across. You have my full attention, or something you might say to each of those characters, and that was, I'm all ears, or something they might say.
Yes.
I'm all ears.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, that's for sure.
That was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I certainly understand with Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse, and Mr. Spock. I guess I'm unfamiliar with Alfred E. Newman in enough detail, but I gather his ears sort of stick
very
out there.
Large ears, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just remember he had sort of a toothy smile.
Yeah, a gap.
Yeah, a gap, teeth, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this was not my best effort.
No?
No. I was just tootling along here.
Yes.
Filling it in.
Mm-hmm.
Filling it in.
As you will do on a Monday.
Yes. And then when I got to the end, I had many mistakes.
Really?
Which, you know, I didn't even bother to look at, because it was like, well, I'm filling it in. So, but yes.
I think you're supposed to fill them in correctly.
Yes,
if I recall.
But that's one of the problems on a Monday, where you could maybe think of several answers for the clue.
Mm-hmm.
For example, 42 across, terrible mistake. I put error, and it was snafu.
Mm-hmm.
And another one was, 20 across, feeling of anxiety, and I put angst.
Me too.
And it was agita.
Mm-hmm.
Agita, whatever that means. I guess feeling of anxiety.
Yeah, exactly. They mm-hmm. tell you right there.
Uh-huh. And let's see, there were other ones too.
How'd you do with 32 down? The bill of fare to smorgasbord buffet menu.
Buffet menu. No, I didn't have any problem with that
one. Okay.
But yeah. Oh, it was it anger? 56 across, infuriate, anger. I can't remember what I put, but I didn't put anger right away.
Couldn't have been enraged, because that wouldn't fit.
Yeah. So yeah, there were several there that I just was filling it in, and then I had to go back and refill it in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but it was cute. It was a cute puzzle. I enjoyed it.
I only had one mistake. It was with the aforementioned 32 down,
buffet menu.
No, but the clue was bill of fare at a smorgasbord buffet menu, and I had buffet henu, because 55 across, baseball legend Willie, known as the Say Hey Kid.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was Willie Mays.
Yes, it was. And not, Willie Mays, not, he was San Francisco Giant.
Not Willie Hay.
Uh-huh.
Hayes, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And I had for 45 down, weep, I had sob before cry.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And, mm-hmm, except it didn't, 45 across, South and Central American mammal related to the raccoon was a coati.
Coati, yes.
Did you know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I put a civet. I don't even know what a civet is, but I think it's more like an otter, but maybe not.
That's something you put hot food on. Oh, wait, that's a trivet. Never mind. It was a Monday, so it's not supposed to be that difficult.
Mm-hmm. But then there was two down. Having a concern for wealth and respectability in slang, boogie or bogey, I guess. I don't know.
I'd go for
boogie. Pronounce that. B-O-U-G-I-E.
I'm inclined to go for boogie.
Boogie?
Mm-hmm.
As, like in bourgeois? Is that supposed to be? I don't know. Aren't they the elite? Bourgeoisie.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's related to the bougies. Uh-huh. But
You don't know the origin of boogie. Boogie.
I unfortunately do not. Uh-huh. That could be a fun fact for Fun Fact Friday.
It could.
Mm-hmm. As could coati, because I'm still unsure about that one.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I'm surprised, though, that you stumbled over Mr. Spock. I mean, that for me was...
Well, I was trying to think of a cartoon character. I'm like, well, that's not a cartoon. But then I thought, well, they probably did have a cartoon.
Well, they have
it
one.
It would have been Mr. Spock.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
They do have a cartoon now. It's Below Decks.
Oh.
But I'm not sure. I've never watched more than a few minutes of it, so I'm not sure who's actually above deck.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. No, I knew Mr. Spock, Second Command.
Well, that's a relief.
But it was just like, it kind of threw me like, what's that got to do with the theme? And then it was like, not a cartoon theme. It was an ear theme.
Mm-hmm. So. I noticed they had 33 across. John, who wrote the sonnet, Death Be Not Proud,
yes, uh-huh.
John Donne.
I got it right away.
And they had that not too long ago.
No, that's true. That's true.
27 down, middle of the leg was kneecap.
Uh-huh.
I had the knee part, and I wasn't sure what would follow that, but I guess that is technically the kneecap.
Uh-huh.
So, let's see if there's anything else. Really, just not too challenging. This took me 8:07, though.
Oh.
Because I had to find buffet henu.
Uh-huh.
And
henu.
And remedy that.
With all the ones I did wrong, I still finished it in 7:56.
Wow.
Because I was just going along, filling it in.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think that you're going to get most of them right, or you'd have kind of hope you'd get most of them right.
Right. Well, I was going, I thought it a great clip, but then I ran into a mistake, alas.
48 down was not a typical Monday word. Entertain lavishly, regale.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in all, I think it was a good puzzle.
Yep. It was by Karen L. Robbins.
Very good, Karen.
So, well done, Karen. Mm-hmm. All right, that is it for today then.
Okay.
So, thanks everyone for listening. And remember, the New York Times is always looking for new subscribers. You can go to nytimes.com/crosswords, and you can gain full access to the New York Times crossword for...
And all the archives. Don't forget the archives.
Well, that's true. All the way back to what, 1904 or something like that.
Yeah, there's thousands of puzzles.
Yes, indeed.
If one a day is not enough.
Right.
Go for the archives.
Although it is fun when you try and dive back into the archives, how difficult those are. Because so many of them depend on context.
Yes.
And it's like, I do not know who was the time senator frame. In 1948, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah,
so
the time frame can goof you up.
I think making a truly timeless crossword is very hard to do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, first of all, you have to take out all the pop culture references.
Yes.
So like in yesterday's crossword, that would have been 90% of it. But anyway, enough of that philosophizing. That's it for today. We'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow, a.k.a. Tuesday's crossword, tomorrow.
Bye-bye.